I think the biggest one is the one that I just dropped a press release on regarding the DNR's desire to increase hunting, fishing licenses, boater registration fees. And then they want to really disingenuously change their park pass from an opt-in to an opt-out. So when you go to renew your license plate at the Secretary of State's office, now, unless you decide to opt out of the park pass, you will automatically be charged for it. And the DNR, I think, is purposely doing that to raise revenue. In fact, they've already cited the fact that this will raise revenue. And it's going to raise revenue on the backs of people that don't realize they're paying for a park pass that they're not going to use. On the licenses, hunting, fishing, and boater registration fee increases, it's just, what has the DNR done to make sportsmen's lives better? I struggle to find any area. They say that this is required on the backs of inflation, but inflation has hit us all. And I know that there are inefficiencies within the DNR that could easily make up for the wasted money and give the DNR the ability to keep their licenses static on pricing and maybe do some enticements to try to draw more sportsmen out into the field. Because at the end of the day, we continue to lose more and more sportsmen and fishermen that just give up on the sport altogether.
And that's every department within the department, every person I've interviewed at the DNR talks about how they're trying to increase the number of people that are using the outdoors, whether it be hunting or fishing, or whether it be hiking or boating or going on the ORV.
Well, I approached them with a bill package to allow first responders, whether it be police, fire, or EMS, to have one license per year, their choice, just one license, on the state as kind of a thank you to their service. And my statement to them is, do you think that they're going to go out into the field or go out onto the waters by themselves? No, they're going to bring other people. And those other people are going to buy licenses and get exposed to the woods or to the water. And they want no part of it. They see it as nothing more than a revenue loss. And they live in the world of bureaucracies where the only way to make more money is to increase fees. They don't see their job as being within the realm of advertising and promotion, in any way, shape, or form. To a large extent, we do our free weekends, but it's really a pittance when you look at how the private market engages in advertising and promotion to draw more business into their product.
Any way to block it?
I got several legislators to sign on. I think about eight legislators from the Northern Caucus signed on with me. We're all talking about it. I think the biggest thing that I want the listeners to know is that when you renew your license plate, that if you do not check the box and opt out, you will automatically be charged for a park pass. So they will not advertise this. This is just one of those sneaky ways that they're going to make more money on you. So your listeners should be aware that if this goes through, that the park pass will be an opt out instead of an opt in.